All right. Okay. For those of you that came in late, we're going to do something a little different tonight. We're going to let Brother Jason have an opportunity to speak. And then after that, I think, I don't know, we got some refreshments there and a cake and some coffee. So depending on how much time we have, maybe we'll do that. So we'll see, but we'll play it by ear. So at this time, I'm going to have Jason come. Thing is a little broken. You have to kind of flip that and, you know, and your shirt at the same time. Okay. Responsibility, so everybody could look at. How about some tape, Chris?
I'll just go. Maybe some tape. Go on. I'm just stalling, really. Just stall.
Well, there you go. That'll work. Roll it up in there and just clamp the whole thing closed. You got it.
There's some duct tape. Everyone has their NIVs and stuff? Yeah? Okay. I don't even know what I'm turning to. I might not be leaving. No, I'm just kidding. Possibly. There's some stuff in the works tomorrow. I'll really find out like 100% if I'm going or not. I might have a little bit of a delay or whatever. But for those of you that don't know, I guess I got a letter a month ago saying I needed to go back on active duty. And I knew that could happen. I guess I'm fine with that, but quite inconvenient, so I'm trying to circumvent it, and if it works out, it works out. So we can pray real quick, and then I'm going to just share some stuff with you, some verses, and then could pastor you and share something real good with you, maybe. So let's pray real quick. Lord, thank you so much for my church family, Father, my brothers and sisters here. Thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for just the fellowship we can have around it, Lord. I thank you, your word doesn't return void, Father. And you hear our prayers, Lord, and you answer them, Father. Just thank you for just the love here, Father. And just pray that you would bless your word, Lord. Praise in Jesus Christ's name. You can turn to Proverbs 27:1. Dyslexia for you there. Keep you guys on your feet. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring, forth. So that was the verse that immediately came to my mind when I read my orders to go back to the military. I guess the reason I thought that that came to my mind first was I guess I was boasting in tomorrow. I was making plans to get married next year, and it's pretty sure of everything. I had was just about to get my book. I was being brought into the union, which I've been working for the past year, pretty hard. And And that's just the verse that came into my mind. Usually, I would use this when I'm witnessing to someone, like, "Hey, man, you don't know if you're gonna die tomorrow. You shouldn't boast tomorrow, because everyone says, you know, we always got tomorrow. You always got tomorrow. Today sucked. They always take comfort in that. You'll wake up tomorrow." But that's definitely not the truth. And God's shown me that in a bunch of ways this year. I'll go into that, I guess, a little bit later on. The other thought I had was I prayed for this. I always asked the Lord not to let me get comfortable. And in retrospect, I think that may have been just what was happening. This is a big wake-up call, because looking back, I could see that just possibly having the next year taken away from me, if you want to say that. I saw where I was unbalanced with my priorities, and I guess I was given some perspective. So if I were to stay, I would definitely change a lot of things. I was getting comfortable, boasting in tomorrow. I was getting somewhat complacent and stuff like that. And see, we're all called to be ambassadors and soldiers, I guess. If you want to turn to 2 Timothy 2:4. Says, "No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen to be a soldier." I guess we're ambassadors, we're supposed to be soldiers and everything, and I guess when you don't travel light, you can't move like you're supposed to, I guess, and that could be true with physical things, and then just spiritually as well. Let's see. The Lord, He promises us to provide us with food and raiment, but not. Let's keep going. I guess the next thing the Lord tells in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's a hard thing to do sometimes when it's not something fun or something good. But He says, "In everything give thanks." I've been given a lot of opportunities to do that as well this year. And I'm supposed to be my introduction. So Psalm 26:7, if you want to go there real quick. So this is what I wanted to do. I didn't want to speak about myself really, but Psalm 26:7 says, "That I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." And Psalm 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name." I guess I just tonight I just wanted to give Him glory for all the wondrous works. I guess that I've seen Him do this year. I've had to give thanks in these things as well. Like last year, I've seen my grandma, my grandpa, my dad all passed away, and those are all horrible things, but I got to read scriptures to them, like each one of them right before they passed away. That's an amazing blessing. I know a lot of people have never got a chance to do that. For one, the guy that I was able to witness to a week before he died in a tragic crane accident. I guarantee you I use that verse, "Boast not thyself tomorrow, for thou knowest not what day may bring forth," to that man, and he didn't have too many days after that. But watching the wreckage and everything, he says, "Give thanks in everything, even for that situation." I got to see my dad got saved this year, and he's not willing that he should perish. He gave my dad, just kept him, man, like right before my dad went downhill, pastor was able to go there and speak to him once again, and I think he got, he trusted the Lord then. If he hadn't done it before, he's so merciful.
Not thyself of tomorrow. Boy, isn't that a truth that you can better think about that? Because you don't know what the week may bring or the day may bring, and you just got to be ready for anything. What I wanted to do is just take a little time tonight, and as Brother Jason said, I guess things could change, and at the last minute, the military could change their mind. A couple of people have written a letter, written letters to try to get the military to change their mind. That's not usually successful, but you don't know what the Lord might have in store. However, if that's not successful, then obviously tonight would be the last time as a church that we could be with Brother Jason. I assume he would, if it's not successful, you'd still have to go on Friday, or maybe not.
Possibly.
Okay. All right. And we weren't sure about the timing of all this, and we just, wanted to give everybody an opportunity to pray together as a church family for our brother. And in the event this goes forward and he does have to go, obviously we're going to hold him up in our prayers while he's away in Iraq, and just for safety and all of that. So what I'd like to do tonight is if we could just have, I was going to have the deacons come, but maybe we'll just have all the men. And not that the ladies, but there's not enough room up here for everybody. So, ladies, the men need to be together to pray because we encourage one another. We're big chickens, so you guys really. But Jason, I'm going to have you come, if you would. Just come back up here and have the deacons come up first, if you would, just so you could get near our brother, and then the men come up. And we just want to pray for God's safety and direction, and whatever the will of God may be. If there should be some way that the Lord would like this to be, what was that word you used? That big fancy word? It was a big fancy word.
Retrospect.
No, like altered? Changed? Okay, never mind. I can't remember. I had to write that word down. I got to.
You got the gist of it.
You got the gist of it. All right, so the Lord might change this, but it was a big word. I got to look it up in the dictionary. But, circumvent, that was it, circumvent. So this might be able, it's possible it could be circumvented, but if not, then just pray that the Lord would just guide and direct and keep our brother safe. All right, so any of the other men that want to come, go ahead and come now, and let's just get down here. We're going to kneel down and pray, and you join us. This is for everybody. We're all going to pray, but you guys want to get a little closer and just lay hands on our brother here.
All right, and then
whoever wants to, just go ahead. We'll just have four or five of you just briefly just pray out loud for him, okay?
Father, thank you so much for this evening, Lord. And thank you so much for the testimony of my brother. I thank you for the prayers you've answered, Lord, as we so soon forget. I thank you for what he said, Lord. That he was able to read scripture by his grandpa's bed, Lord.
Amen.
He knows his father's in heaven, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you've answered so many prayers in my brother's life. And Father, we just look to thee to answer this prayer, Lord. We know that safety is of you, Lord. Father, we know that your name is a tower that we can run into, Lord. You will protect us, Lord. And so, Father, please prepare the way. Protect my brother. Father, just to keep him from all evil, Lord God. Father, continue to gird up the loins of his mind, Lord, with thy scripture, Lord. Give him a hunger for your word, discipline. Use him, Lord, in the field. Use him till he may be fruitful. He may come back and testify how good you've been, Lord, because you
Amen.
Are so good and
Amen.
You are so worthy, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Father in heaven, we thank you, Father, that we could come boldly to the throne of grace in a time of need, Lord, and help, Lord. We beseech you for our brother Jason, Lord. We know safety is of the Lord, Father, but even as Paul has said, for the furtherance of the gospel, Lord, these things have befallen him, Lord. I just pray for our brother, Lord. Give him safety, Lord. We know safety is of the Lord, Father, but we pray that you'd put your hand of protection around him, Father. We ask for divine appointments, Lord. Give him an open door of utterance, Lord. We pray that you'd bring him back safely, Lord. Father, even as Jesus was in the garden, Lord, he asked for the cup to pass, Father. But nevertheless, your will, Father, in his life.
Amen.
Father, guard him, protect him, Lord. Encourage him, strengthen him, Lord. Show this world a man that could stand upon the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And despite what happens, look to the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We be careful to give you the glory that is rightfully yours.
Amen.
In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father, for the great privilege of being able to approach your throne, bow my head, Lord, and pray to you. Thank you, Lord, for salvation, a great salvation. For drawing my heart and saving me and bringing me into the body of Christ. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters here. And thank you for Jason, Lord. Thank you for his testimony as came out of his own mouth, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that he has a hunger for truth and a desire to serve you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that he is thankful. And we know, Father, that you're pleased with that. Help him, Lord, and keep him safe. Keep him, Lord, in the Spirit. Keep him, Lord, strong. Help him to rely on you and to depend on you, Father. And I pray for those that he would leave behind, those that are especially
yes.
close to him, Lord. I pray you give them strength and comfort also. Give them faith, Lord, when we don't understand certain things, we still know, Lord, that you're good. And Father, we to take a lesson from what he said tonight. Thank you for it, Lord. Help us all to live as those who don't know what tomorrow may bring, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, that you would keep him safe. We trust you in that, Lord. Pray, Lord, that he would grow even in grace and knowledge when he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, Lord, closer to you, a better Christian, Lord, and help him to glorify Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, even for his service in defending our country.
Yes.
And seeking, Lord, to stand for us. Help us, Lord, to take that as an example, to stand for you, to stand as soldiers of the cross.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this, Lord, and praise you. And just ask, Lord, that you keep your hand upon this whole situation. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Father, thank you, Lord, that you said we could commit to keeping our souls unto you as unto a faithful Creator, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you're the great designer, Lord, that you orchestrate things that, admittedly, Father, I don't understand. And admittedly, Father, and I confess that if I were to script this, I would probably have written a different chapter here, Father, and I confess that, Lord, and I apologize for maybe even doubting you, Father, in that. And Lord, forgive us, Lord, where we maybe do stumble in our faith with that, Father. But thank you, Lord, that you are the creator and you are the orchestrator and the designer, Father. And we know that all things will work together for good, Father. And we just pray over my brother here, Father. You know what needs to be said. You know what needs to be done. Take care of his family while he's gone, Father. And take care of things he leaves behind, Lord. Help us to be faithful, Lord. Lord, we were faithful to pray for him when we didn't really even know him, Father. And God forbid that we should sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for him. Let's pray that the angel of the Lord would camp around about this brother that fears you, Father, and you'd take him and keep him and use him and bring him back safely to us, Father. We commend him to you now, Father.
Yes, amen. 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 Our Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the work of your grace, Lord, that you have already done in this brother's life, Lord. And I'll never forget the morning that he came as a visitor and sat in a pew and trembled as he saw his own need of being saved and responded to the gospel in a way that I've seen few men do. And then, Lord, you have proven yourself strong in bringing him home safely once from Iraq, and the Lord helped him to make some life-changing decisions in his own personal life, in choosing to fellowship here and get under the ministry of your word here in this church. And Father, we just thank you for the things that you just seem to continue to be doing. And I know that, Lord, your plan for his life is perfect in every aspect, Lord. And Father, I pray that Jason just may be able to just rest contentedly, Lord, in that, knowing that his life is in your hands, whatever course it may take, and whatever direction you may turn it in, Lord, that you are faithful and you never fail, and you've never made a mistake with any one of our lives, even the things that we didn't understand and the things that we questioned. And we want to praise you tonight for that, Lord. We want to praise you for just being so good and for handling our lives more carefully than we do ourselves, Lord. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us, and we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. And Father, it is true, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we are confident tonight in who holds tomorrow. We know, Lord, it's in your hands. And Father, we just pray that you'd help our brother wherever you may put him. And if there should be some way, Lord, that this could be circumvented, we thank you for that. And Lord, may you make that happen. But Lord, if not, then we pray that you would use him, and may souls be saved because of this detour in his life, Lord. May there be somebody that he'll come in contact with on that battlefield that, Lord, will be in heaven because of this detour. Father, use him there. And maybe there are things yet to be accomplished in his own spirit, Lord, in his own life, that can only be accomplished in that environment. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you'd help him with that. Give him the grace for whichever way this course may turn. And Lord, we do pray you'd help us to be faithful in remembering to pray for him and just continue to bless him and use him, Lord. We thank you so much, Father, for the privilege of his fellowship, for the encouragement that he has been to many, the good example that he's been to other young men in this church. And Father, thank you for the things that he has, and we've watched him do it, Lord, put things into practice in his life, the things that he's learned from thee. And so, Lord, whatever ministry and work you may have for him to do, we know you're preparing him for that. And Lord, guide him and help him. We pray for his family, for his mother and brother and sisters, Lord. May you just keep your hand upon their life. Lord, we pray for Ricky's salvation. And Lord, we just pray that you'd strengthen and protect his mom and sisters and work in their lives, Lord. And in the absence of their big brother, Lord, may, Lord, you just watch over them and keep them safe. And Father, thank you so much again that we can just trust ourselves to thee and commit ourselves to thee. And even as Paul, with total confidence, said that he knew who he had believed, and that you were able to keep that which he had committed to thee, Lord, against that day. And we say the same tonight, Lord. We know this, Father, that you are faithful with all that we give to thee. And Lord, may you bless our brother, use him and keep him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's see. I think we ought to do suggestions here. Have cake, fellowship, and then go home. I don't think we really have time to... The rest of our lesson tonight is just right, like really just way too heavy for us to just dabble our toes in a little bit for 15 minutes tonight and then have refreshments. So maybe we'll just go ahead and we have a cake ready over there and some cookies and coffee and juice. So give you a chance just to have some refreshments, talk to our brother, and then we'll call it an evening, okay? Why don't we have a word of prayer for the food, and then stay as long as you want, and then we'll be dismissed, all right? Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your kindness to this church, for your blessings. And Lord, may you bless the fellowship tonight and the food. Thank you for those that prepared it this evening for us, and we pray that you just bless our conversation and time together tonight. Lord, thank you for the scriptures that we heard tonight from Brother Jason. Help us to remember that truth. Lord, if nothing else stays with us, just help us to remember that we are not promised tomorrow, and we need to be a prepared people. We need to be aware, Lord, that we're not promised the next 5 years to get things right with you and get our life where it should be. And help us, Lord, to just use the time that we have and to redeem the time that we may have lost and wasted, and just take advantage of these precious days that we have, Lord. And let that lesson stay with us, Lord. Thank you again for the time together tonight. We commit it to thee, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Help yourself.